It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Hey, welcome to this week's Power Back episode. Today we're talking about talking yourself out of things that actually could bring you a lot of joy. Now, we're not talking about like the big stuff this time. We're talking about the small, incremental, tiny moments in your day that you feel a tug to lean in. You feel a calling to do, but then inevitably your brain gets involved and is like, no, I don't have time. I shouldn't do that. I should get back to work. Insert 18 million different shoulds. The point is you end up talking yourself out of doing this thing and just continue to spin in the hamster wheel. So today we're going to take our power back by leaning into those simple joys of life, learning how to recognize when you have those tugs and then giving yourself permission to follow through with them. It's really interesting how some of the smallest things can bring us some of the biggest joys. Before we go down that journey together, though, I want to remind you that this is the last call to become a founding member of the Gutsy Collective. Our first audio lessons launched earlier this week, and I tell you, the energy, the vibration, the movement that's already happening inside of the membership is absolutely mind-blowing. April's focus is all about reclaiming your time and energy. A lot of this is about getting things off of your plate, completing things, cleansing stuff out, and creating capacity for your mind, your body, and your ambitions to have the space that they deserve. And a little sneak peek, May's content is going to be focused around shifting your people-pleasing tendencies. The Gutsy Collective is really about having a space where you feel seen, where you feel heard, you have an accountability system and a cheerleading system built in all into one, and the depths of how, learning how to make these shifts and changes in your life. Not to mention once a month, I'll be doing a live Q&A. Bring your questions. We're going to have candid conversations around your challenges and to celebrate your victories. So if you're ready to make some movement in your world and you're ready to have people in your corner cheering you on all the way, go to lauraora.com and click on Join the Gutsy Collective. And through April 8th, if you enter founder21 at checkout, you'll save 21% off of your first year of membership. All right, my friend, let's dig into today about talking yourself out of stuff. And what I mean by that is, you know, you get these little nudges sometimes to do something. It could be something as simple as, hey, I'm driving home and I just really have kind of a hankering for an iced coffee. You have a craving for it. You're just feeling like, yeah, this would kind of do the trick right now. And then what happens? Your brain gets involved. Well, I shouldn't have a second cup of coffee. I'm on a diet, so I shouldn't do this. I really shouldn't spend the money right now. If I stop, I might be late for dinner. There's really no need for it. I don't actually need a coffee. So, you know, it's probably just a waste. I'll just keep going home. This is what I'm talking about. You're talking yourself out of life's simplistic joys. And each one of us have to use our own discernment. I mean, if I stopped to do every single thing that I wanted to, I probably wouldn't get anything done. But what I'm referencing is, are these little nudges, these little hints, these little pulls to do something that could bring you the most simplistic of joys. Is stopping for an iced coffee going to ruin your diet? Is it going to ruin your routine? Is it going to stop your entire day from functioning properly? Probably not. Is it going to give you a little pick-me-up? Is it going to bring you some happiness because it tastes good? You know, you get to do the little like shake-shake thing with the ice in the cup. Your favorite song comes on the radio. Like all of a sudden things are just feeling awesome. That adds value to your day. When we talk about filling up your cup, sometimes filling up your cup is in these simple moments. So why are we talking ourselves out of it? Well, you know firsthand that the brain loves to get involved to tell you all the reasons why you can't, shouldn't, wouldn't, you know, that whole situation. But it also comes down to some tactical things, some real things in front of you, like your responsibilities, your time, your perception of what others might think of you as you're doing it. But it also comes down to receiving. Are you allowing yourself to receive the joy? Because a lot of us walk around saying, hey, I want to feel better, but are you allowing yourself to feel better? You say you want more time. Are you allowing yourself to have more time? You're saying, I want more joy and fulfillment. Are you allowing yourself to receive joy and fulfillment? And listen, especially if these are new concepts to you, or you've gone through an evolution or a life shift where maybe this wasn't normal, this is not second nature to you. In fact, maybe it feels a little bit unsafe in your body. It's not just going to happen on its own. Your body, your nervous system, your entire existence needs you to guide it. And one of those ways is teaching yourself, showing yourself that these things are good and can be safe and can be enjoyed by allowing yourself to do them. I'll give you an example. The other morning, I was making a cup of coffee. Okay, I was doing my whole breakfast routine that I do every morning, and I was pouring a cup of coffee, and it's the beginning of spring here in Pennsylvania, which means the color is coming back out and the trees are blooming. Allergies are a thing, but that's a whole different conversation. But I just started to notice, like I was looking out the window, I was like, gosh, it looks really pretty out there. And then all of a sudden, all the birds just started singing. They were chirping and they were flying around, and it sounded like this beautiful, perfect, peaceful haven outside. And as I was standing there stirring my coffee, I thought, gosh, you know, it would be so nice to just go sit outside with the birds and hear that and feel the warmth of the morning sun on my skin and drink this incredibly awesome cup of coffee. Like I could feel how that was going to feel. I could sense the sun. I could hear the birds. Like it was just all this magical thing. And wouldn't you know, you're going to guess here what happened next. My brain is what happened. Well, we actually have a pretty full schedule today. We should probably just get in and get to work. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to get everything done. And if I go outside, then I'm going to push things off further, which means I'm going to have to work late, which means I'm going to be tired tomorrow. And you know what happened physically? I started to get anxious. I started to worry. My chest started to tighten up. And I was like, how did we go from this peaceful, serene garden type setting to feeling stressed out and worried about going out into this setting? My brain didn't think that we were allowed to do that. And why, in my particular situation, I have just been a go-getter, hustling, building, pushing through, feeling like I always needed to be like on all the time for like the last 25 years of my life. So it doesn't feel second nature to just relax or just to be present, even though those are two things that I am really working on inviting and allowing in my life. So I noticed it, right? Because I'm like, all right, what would I tell all the people on the podcast and in the collective? We have to have awareness, right? So I noticed it. I'm like, okay, I notice what I'm saying to myself. I notice what I'm feeling right now. Let me check back in. What do I actually want to do? What can I do in this moment to support myself? Well, the only way to learn how to introduce the safety of being still and being present is to practice it, is to put it into motion, is to introduce it into my world. So in that moment, I decided I'm going to take my coffee and I'm going to sit outside. So I walked down the stairs. I went out the back door, sat on the patio with a blanket. I had the hot cup of coffee. The air was cool, but the sun was warm. The birds were just singing the most amazing piece. And I just sat there. I sipped on my coffee. I looked around. I wasn't on my phone. I just sat there and I practiced being present. I practice receiving stillness. I practice being okay with calmness in my morning. And I sat there until I felt fulfilled. I didn't look at the clock. I didn't time myself because I didn't have any meetings coming up. I just hung out until I felt satisfied. And then I came back inside. Now, my initial worries were not being able to get my stuff done and pushing things off and having to stay up late and blah, all that bullshit. And wouldn't you know what actually happened instead? I had one of the most productive days that day that I've had in a really long time. My mind was clear. My ideas were sharp. I was very productive in a healthy way. And not only did I get all my shit done that I needed to get done for the day, but I got it done earlier. And that made me think, holy shitballs, it is possible to do things that I enjoy, to pause, to be present, to be calm, and I can also be productive and feel good about all of it, this is where we begin to introduce that new healthy thing in our world. My brain now has a new association that sitting outside in the morning for, I don't even know how long I was out there, 15, 20, 25 minutes, adds value to my day. That sitting still can feel good, that I can still be productive and successful and achieve what I want to do while also having the things that I really want in my world, like supporting my health, supporting my mind, learning this new pace of life. I wrote about this experience in my No Brawl Sunday newsletters that I send out. And if you're not currently on that list, if you just go to lauraora.com/connect, there's a space for you to enter your name and your email address. And every Sunday I send out just kind of an introspective learning lesson that I've absorbed that week. And since you know how I roll, also with actionable ways that you can take a next step forward. So if you think about it, is it really just about stopping to get the iced coffee? Or is it what honoring your want, desire, craving in that moment means for you throughout the rest of your day? Maybe instead of going down the same path that you would typically take, the path that you beat yourself up, you talk yourself out of stuff, you say negative things about the thing that you're actually wanting. What if you look at it through the perspective of maybe there's something in here that's trying to add value to my life? Maybe there's an opportunity in here to really invite this safety, to invite this joy, to receive more in my world. What if this entire exercise is simply about practicing receiving, to let your mind and your body and your nervous system know that it's okay to receive. It's okay to experience joy or to go somewhere new or to try something. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to try something new. So what I encourage you to do this week is to notice. Notice when you talk yourself out of doing things. And back it up even further, notice when you feel that tug for something, like stopping for an iced coffee, feeling the pull to be outside, whether it's for sitting out there or taking a walk. Maybe it's a little nudge to call a friend or to exfoliate your face because you're just feeling like that would just feel amazing right now. Maybe it's an excitement for organizing your clothes because that just feels fun and new and liberating. Maybe you're getting a nudge to bake something new or to find something on Pinterest that you want to try. These little calls are there for a reason. And when you focus on saying yes, you get to experience how that can positively impact your world. And that introduces into your brain and into your body that this is good. That treating myself is necessary because it adds value to my day. Taking a few minutes of time out adds value to your productivity, to your creativity, and your ability to get things done maybe even faster than you could before. And sometimes it's not about anything else. It's just about being fucking happy. Maybe I just want the iced coffee because that's what I want right now and it'll feel good and it'll make me happy. And maybe that doesn't bleed into anything else. And can't that just be enough? Can't your joy and happiness in that moment be enough? That's where practicing receiving comes into play. Because it's not always about being more productive or getting more things done or showing up better for other people. Are all those things possible and true? Yeah, absolutely. But at the foundation of everything, it starts with you. So this week, notice those little tugs for the things that you want to do or discover or to try. And then notice as your brain wants to start to talk you out of it. Get curious with it. Play with it a little bit. Explore why. What are you making this mean? What is the depth behind this? What are you afraid may happen if you experience this moment of joy for yourself? And then I encourage you to look at it in a new perspective. How could my life improve if I allowed myself to do this? What could this do for me? How could this not only impact myself, but how could it impact my work, my family, my home life? How does my simplistic joy add value to the world. I mean, imagine if everybody, literally everybody on the planet today, just today, all did one more thing that they actually truly desired to do. People would walk differently. They would interact differently with one another. The vibration of the planet would shift because joy and authenticity, they fucking vibrate pretty high. My last challenge for you then this week is to not only notice the tug for something, not only to notice when you begin to talk yourself out of it, not just to reframe it and what might be possible, but to now actively choose to do something instead. Instead of talking yourself out of it, instead of going back to your work, instead of skipping over it or saying maybe tomorrow, I'm challenging you to allow yourself to practice receiving. Do the small thing. Get the coffee. Go for the walk. Call the friend. And see how that simple act of self-joy changes so much for you. Whether it's in the moment or it just positively domino effects in a great way the rest of your day. The act of practicing to receive is going to introduce this into your body. And the more it becomes familiar, the easier it's going to get. And you know what that means? That means you get to be a little happier every single day. Like, I literally have a smile on my face even just saying that. Like, you get to be happier every single day by choosing to take action on these small joys that have been tugging at you all along. Listen, if this type of content, this type of teaching is really resonating with you, then I super highly encourage you to at least come out and try the Gutsy Collective. Your first 14 days are on me. I want you to come in and to experience the content, the community, the accountability, the support, the knowledge, the wisdom that you'll gain. Each month, you'll get a lesson very similar to what we just did on today's Power Back episode. And then every week after that, you get a 5-minute focus prompt to help you really take action moving forward. All you have to do is go to lauraora.com, click on Join the Gutsy Collective at the top of the page, and start your free 14-day trial. I'd love to hear what you took away from today's episode, so connect with me. You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. I am at that Laura Ora. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.